I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 53?
Yes.
And the title of this episode is...
Baduy. Yun. So, first question. Do you still think Gen Z still use the term baduy?
Ako hindi na.
Bakit?
Actually, more than usage of the word, I don't think yung konsepto hindi na applicable sa kanila.
Hmm? Bakit?
Kasi, ito, nagpalabas rin kasi ako ng ano Facebook survey.
Oh.
Alam mo naman ako, Mr. Redditor.
Oh.
Sociologist of Facebook.
Okay.
Nagtanong ako sa mga ano.
Sa mga older millennial friends mo.
Hindi, kasama na rin yung mga Gen Z.
May Gen Z ka ba sa friends list?
Oo naman.
Okay.
Sikat ako sa Gen Z. Tito hits ako sa Gen Z. Yung may nagsabi sa akin na isa na baka hindi na nga applicable yung term na baduy sa internet culture. Kasi before, lumaki tayo sa mass media, hindi social media, na may makapangyarihang producers.
May monoculture, ganyan.
Oo, na nagsasabi, ito yung cool, ito yung baduy.
Oh.
Like TV, radio, print, di ba? Ako ang magde-decide sino yung it girl sa magazine na to, sa cover ng magazine na to.
Oh.
Eh ngayon, lahat nasa magazine cover na, tumingin ka lang ng Instagram. Eh.
That's kind of generalist. But
tapos
yeah,
yung isa pa, parang ang dami ng subculture, wala ng monoculture.
Totoo
na
naman.
Example, sige, lagay natin yung fame, yung equation ng fame.
Oh.
Parang ngayon, nobody is famous and everybody is famous for me. Na for example, famous ka na per industry.
Or in your own like little bubble.
Oo, kumbaga wala ng ano. Dati di ba may Michael Jackson or may Michael Jordan. Ngayon, kunwari, gumawa ako ng documentary for Gen Z's, yung game streaming.
Oh.
Yung para Michael Jordan ng game streaming, si PewDiePie. Super sikat. Hindi ko kilala at all. Versus naman dun sa mga Gen Z, ako comic book nerd ako. Hindi nila kilala si Alan Moore.
The same way probably, I mean, we think BTS is all over the place.
Oh.
Like, some boomer doesn't really care about BTS.
Or mga boomers din, hindi nakilala sila, ano, James and Nadine.
Or mga Florence Pugh, ganyan. Well,
versus
yeah.
Before, di ba, may Sylvester Stallone.
Alam ng lahat.
Oo, may Sharon Cuneta.
Totoo naman.
May Nora Honor.
Yeah.
Ngayon, wala na.
Di ba sabi nga nila, parang Game of Thrones felt like everyone's watching it. The world is watching it. Pero nung tinabi nila yung numbers ng Game of Thrones sa numbers ng Friends noon, like 60 times bigger yung number ng Friends.
Wala nga akong kilala sa Game of Thrones eh.
Ako din.
Na-OP ako kung nag-uusap ng Game of Thrones yung mga kaibigan.
Alam ko lang, you know nothing. Jon Snow, that's it. And Richard Madden because he's cute. So, di ba nag-IG survey nga ako? And na-realize ko, yung mga sumagot, I guess most of my friends are millennial. So, konti din. So, parang medyo, okay, I got the thoughts of my millennial friends, but I never got the Gen Z. So, tinanong ko na lang yung office mates ko na Gen Z. Most of them naman, alam pala nila kung ano yung baduy, pero hindi siya as widely used, I guess, sa kanila. Like, they just understand it, pero it's not a term close to them, or it's not a Gen Z term. Because millennials sort of na ipasa sa atin siya ng boomers tsaka ng Gen X.
Pero ang tanong ko, since sabi mo nga ang Gen Z, ang mga parents sila ay Gen X.
Supposedly.
Ba't hindi napasa?
Baka hindi sila ganun ka-close sa parents. Ay, hindi ko alam. Eh kasi diba very detached parents daw yung Gen X. Like, they don't intervene. They just intervene when it's super needed. Mga ganun. So, but my parents are Gen
maybe
X.
Maybe our Gen Z listeners can answer that.
Yeah, maybe. So, do you still use the term baduy? Ayun. Okay, next question. I-examine natin the origin of the term baduy.
Ayun, medyo nakakuha ako sa Facebook ano ko.
Search ko. I think that came from my dad.
Yung ano, uso raw nung 70s, yung binabaliktad yung word.
Okay.
Kaya nga yung daddy ko, yung nauso yung lodi. Gets niya kaagad. Oo, hindi niya na, okay, gets. Iba yung iba. Ano yung lodi? Yung daddy ko, gets niya.
Okay.
And my dad is what, 68? 69?
Oh.
Gets niya. Kasi uso raw nun, lonta. Lonta is pantalon.
Okay. Yung di ba lon pata dapat?
Eh, oo. Yossi. Diba?
Okay.
Baduy is uy bad. Uy bad yan.
Talaga?
Oo. Bad uy.
Ah.
Uy bad. Uy good. Diba?
I never thought of that.
Ang nagpauso niyan ay yung may kanta silang ang boyfriend kong baduy.
Paano yun?
Hindi ko maalala yung...
Di ba Cinderella yun? Hindi. Ang boyfriend kong baduy. Yun yun, diba? Anyway, ayun. Ako naman, may na-unearth akong Athenian thesis paper. So, it's a 2001 paper siya na basically, pareho tayo nang na-unearth. It's from the 1970s. But it was first published yata in a magazine called Ermita Magazine.
Hindi ko naabutan yun.
Meron palang Ermita Magazine by, wait, let me pull up the name of the
Sorry, authors. Naabutan ko na ay Candy Magazine.
Ako din, yun yung magazine ng ating generation.
Actually, wala na ako magazine na naabutan. Ano na ako? Scout Magazine na nga.
Grabe! May Candy Mag? Hindi mo naabutan yung Candy Cuties?
Hindi na.
Whatever.
Ang naabutan ko na is Scout. And
grabe!
Ano.
Pretentious. Ayan, okay. So, ito. It's a 2001 paper by Doreen Fernandez. Tapos,
College professor sa atin eh.
Oh, yun. So, yun daw term na Baduy was first published in Ermita Magazine, written by Mercedes Prieto. I guess
related to the Prietos.
Malamang kasi Prieto siya.
Teresa Prieto.
Yeah, I mean the Inquirer Prietos, I guess. And Gilda Cordero Fernando. So, I guess yun yung mga New Manila yamanin, di ba? So, yun. Basically, ang sinasabi nila, baduy is when you are overeager. Naglista daw sila ng mga baduy. So, yung mga sinabi nila, baduy yung naghahatid sa airport, tas ang dami nyo. Baduy daw yung nagpapasalubong. Tapos, baduy din daw yung mga overly nagfo-flaunt ng ano, ng...
wealth.
Oo, like Gucci yung bag. Yung sobrang parang pinapakita yung
ostentatious.
Wealth. Ostentatious. Baduy daw yun. Tapos, baduy din yung nagsumisingit sa pila. Noon daw, parang considered baduy yung ikaw ginagawa mo to eh. Yung traffic sa turn mo, tapos dadaan ka sa gas station.
Ako kahit baduy naman talaga yun any century, any year.
Yun, baduy daw yun. But the paper, basically sinabi nila, ang sabi ng paper ni Doreen Fernandez is, baduy is basically everything that is not Western. Yung hindi kasi 'di ba yung mga Western mga pakul sila na hindi naman kailangan ihatid sa airport, hindi sila overeager, understated sila. It's like the Western point of view of things, like Western definition of class. But she argues na dapat daw i-examine muna bago tawaging baduy yung mga ganyan na parang bakit nga ba daw nagta-turn sa gas station yung mga tao imbis na maghintay? Maybe because it's sayang yung oras and pumapatak yung oras. They're losing money. Mga ganun. Basically, she's saying parang nagiging class division yung baduy.
Di ba bakya? Hindi ba bakya?
Meron, ang nanay daw ng baduy ay bakya. Sabi ni Jose Lacaba.
Paano naging bakya yung baduy?
Kasi yung term na bakya, kaya pala siya bakya. Kasi yun yung mass market.
Slippers.
footwear. So ubiquity versus...
Hindi, tsaka yung mga prom di dati na pumupunta dito, oo, kahit nasa mall.
Bakya.
Akala nila palengke, so nakabakya.
Oh, yun nga. So parang, in a way, it's mass culture versus...
alta.
Alta culture, diba? But, I will argue with Doreen Fernandez.
Rest in peace.
I think, nag-iba na siya because... noon kasi, di ba sinasabi niya, class privilege siya. Because they had access. Yung mga, hindi na ako magbiminsan ng words, poor people or people na...
Maralita na lang. Maralita. Yung
basically people na walang access sa Western culture, sa Western classy things, quote and unquote, access yun eh. Di ba? Di ba sabi mo yung dad mo, kaya siya may access to culture nun. May, ba't siya may plaka, may comics? Kasi nakatira sila sa may...
Pampanga.
Pampanga, malapit sa Subic. So therefore, may mga American goods na pumupunta doon. But, I think, I will argue with her, nag-iba na yan since the dawn of the internet.
Kasi lahat may access na.
Lahat. Not necessarily lahat, but...
Uy, pero wag ka, may mga probinsya na isa lang yung internet cafe o walang internet cafe.
Kaya nga sinasabi ko, hindi ko naman sinabing lahat may access na eh, pero...
Hello, may mga ibang probinsya, walang... kuryente.
Nag-widen yung access. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So, hindi mo na ganun. Kumbaga, mas mura na yung access ngayon. Mas affordable na siya. Mas affordable na yung information tsaka yung culture. So, while helpful yung kunento niyang origin of the word. Well, helpful pa rin. Alam mo na parang nanggaling siya sa alta de sociedad.
Uy, pero side story ah. Di ba, I got to travel around the Philippines nung nagtrabaho ako for a fast food brand.
Mm.
Pumunta ako sa Cebu, sa isang place sa Cebu, sa isang mall sa Cebu. Okay. Yung medyo masa mall. Pucha, yung pop culture nila doon ah. I'm not kidding you.
Ano?
Tom Cruise na Top Gun.
We.
Oo. Yung parlor nila, parang sila Geneva Cruz. Yung stuck in the late 80s.
Pero may ganyan pa rin naman, miski naman sa Manila eh.
Oo, pwede. Pero yun na nga, naisip ko, pucha, it exists. Yung reality na
walang
Guam access
sa... Di ba kayong mall sa Guam?
Oo.
Stuck in the
tapos
90s.
Nakapunta akong Dumaguete.
Oh.
Yung mga libro nila, mga 90s na libro.
Okay.
Mga tipong Twisted by Jessica Zafra. Ganon.
Oh, maganda rin yun eh.
Okay naman, pero dun pala napupunta yung mga lumang libro.
Again, I would say access pa din siya.
True.
Diba? So, in a way, may class criticism.
Oh, naman. May social divide.
Kumbaga, pag sinabi mong baduy, nagpa-perpetuate ka ng class divide.
So, mapupunta ulit tayo sa colonialism. Loko lang.
It's basically us wanting to be more Western. Kasi di ba parang may sinabi si Doreen Fernandez ang ganda eh. Parang bakit ba naghahatid daw yung mga tao sa airport but isang barangay? Kasi pwede hindi na bumalik. Di ba? Bakit ka nagpapasalubong? Kasi yun yung...
Yun na lang yung access nila.
Di, tsaka yun yung ano mo. This is what you're going to take with you as a sign of triumph. I guess para siyang mga pugot na ulo noon nung may crusades, may war.
True.
Namang natalo ko.
Pasalubong namin, mga putol na tenga. Bakit?
Ganun yun. It's like a sign of triumph na, oops, nakabalik ako.
Buhay ako.
Ito, galing States. Ganun. So,
I survived the Statue of Liberty tour.
I survived racism. And systemic oppression. Ayun. So anyway, next question na ba tayo?
Next question na.
Since we reread, we shared what we read, para sa'yo, ano ba yung ibig sabihin ng baduy?
Hindi like, yung 70s. Siyang.
Hindi, as in tanggalin natin yung mga nabasa natin.
Ako ito maganda na maganda rin na nakausap ko kanina yung friend ko na screenwriter and si Sarge La Cuesta, who also has a podcast in Podcast
yes.
Network Asia.
Listen to Sarge.
Esquire.
Yep.
Check out. Hi Sarge. Napag-usapan namin kanina over Facebook na a lack of subtlety in art.
OA.
Ang hirap i-achieve nun if you think about it.
Restraint.
Oo. Kasi he also does... comics.
Okay.
And may lumabas na meme na, alam mo yung mga lo-fi chill beats na art?
Yes, I saw his post.
Diba?
Yes.
Na yung isa, gusto niyang ipa, yung dalawang artist.
Basically, finilipinize nila yung chill lo-fi girl.
Beats. Usually, diba, ang setting nun, babaeng nakapambahay sa
may bintana.
Sa bintana. Tapos limited animation. Yung isa, red and white na kalendaryo. jalousies na ano bintana, tapos yung cheap curtains, tapos pambahay.
Monoblock na green. I like the monoblock.
Naupo at saka monoblock. Yung isa talagang overt.
Oh.
Philippine flag.
Jollibee
doll.
May ventilador pa sa harap.
Oo. Anong masattle doon for you? A or B?
Hindi, ikaw muna.
Ako yung masattle sa akin, syempre yung A.
Mm. If we're talking about subtlety or accuracy to the
Ako, subtlety eh.
Okay.
Tama yung over-eager eh. Oh. Ako, nagiging baduy ang isang bagay kung walang subtlety.
I'll argue though, with that piece of art, I have a theory.
Okay.
Yung nasa latter, yung sinasabi niyong hindi subtle, ano yun? Second generation Filipino yun na nasa ibang bansa.
Ayun, marami na nagsabi nun.
Yun.
Na pwedeng ganun yung bahay nila sa yes. LA.
Yes. Pero yung nasa taas, yung nasa, diba side by side yun, yung subtle, yun, alam na capture niya yung nuance ng everyday Filipino bahay.
Sa bagay, kasi when we went to the States, diba, pumunta tayo sa bahay ng isang family na second generation.
Oh.
Medyo nandun yung signifiers talaga yes. ng Filipino culture.
They have to remind diba? Themselves eh.
Oh, lucky me, no?
Na in a way, ano na siya, no? To a point na...
Medyo OA ng konti.
Oo. Oo. Yun. But going back, so yung point mo ay...
Subtlety.
The lack of subtlety.
Hindi lang to Eastern, uh-oh. Western, uh-oh. Oriental, Occidental. It's about sa art nga. Baduy ka na writer kung titindi ng mga words mo, pretentious. Baduy ka na filmmaker kung yung parang lahat na linagay, lahat ng genre linagay na sa isang movie. Unless you're being ironic.
Yeah. Pero dapat may ano eh, may inflection yun, di ba? Kung ironic. Parang, I think yun yung difference, di ba, pag American humor tsaka British humor.
Mm.
Yung British as in subtle as fuck. Dry kung dry. Yung Americans daw, kapag magiging sarcastic sila or dry, kailangan muna nilang may inflection yung delivery. Kasi parang pag dineliver mo ng flat, hindi magigets ng audience.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah.
Ang naisip ko rin kasi, ang subtlety, parang Pino na art siya eh, na parang kailangan
may
experience ka eh.
Yes.
Or parang marami ka nang nasabi. So, I'm gonna be subtle this time.
What is subtlety?
Yun na nga. Andun lang. Kumbaga, padaplis lang yung mga grace notes. Kung ano tinatawag.
Measured.
Oo, measured.
Or, then I guess subtlety is requires self-awareness. Kasi kailangan
yeah.
mong ma-measure yung sarili mo. Eh.
And not just self-awareness, discipline. Yun nga ako, fineness eh. And yung ang galing mo na sa communication.
But sometimes...
Ang economic mo na sa sa communication. Yun, economy.
Economy ba? Well, sige, that's your
okay, sa'yo. What's yours?
Ano yung baduy for me? Medyo malapit sa'yo eh, yung subtle. Pero sa akin, it's when you try hard for the wrong reasons. In the wrong details. Yun yung baduy for me.
Like, wait, malapit sa over-eager yan?
Yes. Nagigets ko kasi yung over... Mararamdaman mo naman kapag over-eager or trying so hard out of sincerity, diba? Na, okay, he really wants this. She really wants this. Or she's super passionate about it. Mararamdaman mo yung authenticity.
Wait, gusto ko rin ma-point out yung sinabi mo, maramdaman. So it's instinctual?
Yes, I think your sister pointed it out. She answered my survey.
Hindi siya qualitative data eh. Ang baduy.
I think both. Instinctual siya. Like meron kang sarili mong, like how babies know anong pangit tsaka maganda, di ba?
Oo.
It's instinctual, pero dahil may na-accumulate kang experience, parang kang nagma-machine learning, nagko-combine yung instinct mo tsaka yung past experience.
Oo, sa bagay, kasi dati, di ba, may mga titingnan ka, look back, ay po, ang baduy ng suot ko. Or ang baduy ng taste ko. Ay, ang baduy ng mga movies na trip ko dati.
Hello, dati, di ba, pag tinitignan ko yung damit ko, parang, like, mayroon
fashion victim.
Hindi naman, pero naiintindihan ko na at that time, I probably felt so...
Cool.
So I just go back to sincerity and authenticity na parang at that time, ginagawa ko siya for myself. So, I mean, baduy siya ngayon as I judge it, but I don't think I was baduy. May ganun akong parang, ano ba, self-preserving philosophy. So I guess for me, baduy is when you try so hard to do something because other people are saying it's cool. Tapos hindi mo siya, parang di mo prinoses. Parang naniwala ka lang na parang, uy, okay yan. Tapos iinumin mo na kasi parang, eh, sabi niya okay eh. Yung parang,
pero ito,
di mo inisip?
Behavioral or philosophical na yung tanong ko ah.
Oo.
Bakit tayo no naiinis sa mga trying hard?
Ako nga, hindi ako naiinis na eh.
Dapat ba, hindi ba dapat ma-admire natin yung mga yun?
Eh, yun nga eh.
Kahanga-hanga na, uy, she's really trying hard ah.
Kaya nga, for the right reasons, mararamdaman mo yun eh.
Di ba nauso pa yung line na ano?
TH.
You're nothing but a...
second rate, trying hard, copycat.
Sino nagsabi niyan?
Si Lavinia Arguelles, sabi tuwing walang ningning. I guess ngayon kasi, di ba, na-debunk na nga yung trying hard eh. Kasi, ano ngayon, if I'm trying so hard, I want it. It's important to me.
Tsaka anong masama na magpakita ng konting effort?
Kaya nga, so to me, trying hard because other people told you to, not because you wanted it. For me, yun yung baduy. Baduy yung parang ginagawa mo yung mga bagay for the validation of others. Yun for me yung baduy. Okay, next question. Ayan. So, i-share ko lang the meaning of baduy. Kasi, plinot out ko yung mga sagot ng mga tao nung nag-survey ako. Meron ako nakitang ilan bang patterns? 4. And let's see if you kind of agree.
Okay.
So, yung una, ito nalimutan natin kasi we've been talking about taste and like culture. Pero meron palang may mga nagsabi, parang killjoy. Yung, oh, baduy.
Oo, oh, pwede rin.
Diba? Parang, oh nga, no? Sinasabi mo siya oh, eh.
Ang baduy nito. Yung basag trip. Aga umuwi.
So, it's...
Ay, ako. Ang baduy nito, aga matulog.
Yung baduy mo, di ka umiinom. May ganun, diba?
Ay, ako nga.
So, parang meron siyang conformity angle ba? Or judgmental ba? And what
or high and mighty?
What do you think is killjoy? Or yung basag baduy?
Ako, ang ano ko dyan, kung hindi ko naman kayo pinipilit na umuwi maaga, or
hindi
ko kayo pinipigilang uminom, wala na kayong care.
Pero di ba parang yung laging baduy, parang sa Ferris Bueller, yung principal yung baduy eh, di ba? No, parang... Ayan na naman yung authority, baduy. May ganun eh, no? I guess it's following rules too much or something. Yun ba yun?
Following rules.
Tayo. Pero conversely, sinasabihan kang baduy if you don't follow their rules.
Actually, kung rebelde, anti-baduy.
Oo, oh, anti-baduy. Ano agad eh.
Rebels are always cool.
Baka maredtag tayo.
Oo nga.
Anyway.
Hey, it's Hannah here. Enjoying our Quintessesh? Catch-up chats, spontaneous life updates, and everything in between. How about listening in on Cuentos with Hannah? Available on wherever you get your podcasts. Can't wait to see you there, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye!
So next, yung ito medyo malapit, yung taste. Ang daming nagsabi na tacky, corny, out of fashion, old fashion, mga ganon. So, cliche. May mga nagsabing ganon. Para sa'yo ba, ano yung tacky?
Pero kasi ako, hindi applicable sa akin yung luma yan.
Ako
yan.
Din eh.
Ang cool kasi sa akin ang mga lumang bagay.
Pero di ba sinasabi nila yung...
Like ako, di ba? Ang aesthetic ko is 1960s, di ba?
Oo.
1920. Low aesthetic, di ba?
Pero lagi nila, ikaw nagsabi nito, like you hated Y2K. But yes. Now the Gen Zs are like all over it. They think they invented loose clothing and okay. Hologram. So
hindi ako kasi, kahit anong century pa yan.
Ano?
I look at it as in aesthetics eh.
Oh.
I look at the aesthetic terms.
Okay.
Gets mo?
Maluwang,
masikip,
maganda
yung color structure. Scheme. Ano ko? Agnostic ako sa anong panahon yan. Kung may kanta ng 1920s tapos may kanta ng 2000s.
Bakit sobrang hate mo yung 2000s?
May mga trip ako ng 2000s.
Ano? Kagaya?
Bell and Sebastian.
Oh.
Toxic ni Britney Spears.
I love Toxic.
Masa na yun, ha?
Oo, ino naman kung masa.
Youth of the Nation.
Ano yun?
P.O.D.
And we are.
Yep.
Yun. So, okay. So, yun nga. I guess... Yun nga, ina-argue mo na hindi siya out of style.
Hindi, kulang retro eh.
So I think in terms of style, I guess it's tacky and
wag kang ipokrita kasi ikaw retro ka rin eh.
Wala naman ako sinasabi. Nag-argue nga ako sa kanila na it's not necessarily old-fashioned.
Ako nga, mas baduy pa yung on-trend eh.
Yes. Yun too much on-trend.
Oo. Ang gusto ko yung kalalaos lang nung trend. Kunwari, if may na-meet ako na ngayon lang na-discover yung sriracha, cool yun. Gets mo?
Eh, yung naki-ano, ube pandesal. Sa peak ng ube pandesal.
Or naki-cookie butter, no?
Naking sushi bake.
Ay, teka.
Ano?
Tinira ko yung sarili ko, no? Naki cookie butter ako.
Super favorite mo yung cookie butter, red velvet, matcha.
Naki ube ka ba?
Hindi, hindi talaga mahilig sa
naki ube. Naki matcha ka?
Nope.
Naki sriracha ka, aminin mo?
Nope. I'm cool that way. Okay. Hindi din ako naki, ano yung favorite mo? Cookie butter. May isa ka pa.
Cupcakes.
Milk tea. Hindi din ako ma-milk tea. At saka cronut yan. Favorite mo yung cronut, di ba?
Bagels.
Bagels are timeless though.
Not here.
Really?
The Philippines. Anyway, cronut. Ayun. Yeah, I admit. Ako yung mas baduy sa atin.
Hindi ko sinabing baduy ka. Ang sinasabi ko, hindi lang ako trendy.
Pero ang cool sa akin, nung mahilig pa ng cronut ngayon. Gets mo?
Uh-oh.
Versus nung mahilig nung cronut nun. Sorry, tumatakbo na naman ng pagka-hipster ko. Sorry.
Hipster siya eh. Okay, third term nila. Jologs naman tsaka Jeje.
Parang related sa sinabi mo related, kanina, class.
Class ano siya. Parang reflection siya of access to finer things, di ba?
Which is weird kasi may saying naman yung class loves class. Assumption San Lorenzo student.
Oh.
Would like fish balls. Gets mo?
Oh.
Manang make tusok-tusok the fish balls, di ba?
Okay. Kasi nga may novelty sa kanila
yun. Or yung mga, si Sulen Yusuf, di ba? Nag-photoshoot siya sa harap ng...
Which he got criticized for.
Kaya nga, pero class loves class.
Kasi nga, parang...
Yun yung wala sila.
Yes. Eh, I guess parang Roman holiday lang yun, di ba? Very classic. The princess.
And yung mga mayayaman sa States, di ba? Mahiling mag-volunteer. Voluntary, yes. Yuck.
Di ba nga sabi ni Trevor Noah, parang for him daw who's from Africa, South Africa, greatest nightmare niya pag niyayaya siya ng white friends niya.
To volunteer?
No, to camp. Like, yeah, let's go Trevor. There's no electricity. There's just only the nature and then we're gonna take a dump on the ground. Tapos in his mind daw, parang tang ina. Tagal kong pinaglaban yung freedom ko para di nga ako pumunta dyan tapos ibabalik mo ko dyan.
Correct.
So parang, I mean, I guess we want what we don't have. So ito na yung fourth and last common answer is, yun nga, one, malapit dun sa sinabi mo, yung forced or pilit.
Mm.
Tsaka inauthentic, yun. Sabi ni Paman, sumagot si Tatsi, sabi niya, pag wala raw examination of a trend and they just follow it.
Iba naman yung nagsabi sa akin. Sila, my good friend, Kim Marvilla and Jason Caballo.
Mm.
There's a difference between basic and baduy.
Yeah, basic.
Basic is yung galawang mainstream palagi. Kung anong uso, anong trending, yun na yung sinusundan. Kumbaga following the herd. Ika nga ni Damon Albarn, di ba? Following the herd.
Okay.
Yung baduy, corny talaga. Kasi meron raw mga mainstream na trending na cool naman na hindi baduy. Like BTS and Blackpink. At meron rin trending na baduy.
Like?
Like the words hubby and wifey.
Yeah, basic.
Yun. May mga mainstream stuff na I think are freaking cool.
Which yeah. are?
Star Wars.
I think Star Wars is cool. The fans are not.
Oh, true.
Kaya ako natawa. Kasi nga, I guess, baduy sila. Kasi nga, they take it too seriously. Yun yung mga walang ano, di ba? Walang subtlety.
Oo.
Ayun. So, yun yung fourth. Yung forced or pilit. So, yun. Based naman sa tinanong ko na Gen Z, sabi nila, alam nila, pero ang resounding feedback ay, they feel judgy daw pag sinabing baduy. So, they have euphemisms for baduy.
Like what kind of euphemisms?
Like, hindi bagay. Ganun lang. Or weird.
Kasi bagay yung Gen Z kasi mas sensitive sila, no? And mas pili yung mas words nila.
Mas politically correct sila.
Pero ako naman, I think, useful yung salitang baduy if you're in a safe space. If you're in a private space.
Correct, correct. Mm-mm.
If you use it in your most private moments with friends or with yourself.
Oo. Yung hindi mo na i-worry whether masasaktan mo sila. I mean,
oo. I agree. Huwag mo sasabihin sa harap nun, hindi mo trip, Ben and Ben, ang baduy nyo!
Siyempre, di ba you don't say that?
Oo.
Grabe, yung backpedal. Oh.
Ayan.
Okay. So, among the four, saan ka pinaka nag-agree or like, which definition do you share?
Yung last. Last one.
Yung pilit.
Pilit.
Ako din eh. Yung pilit.
That's a good word.
Diba? Pilit. Oo nga no, may masasabi ka na, pilit eh. Diba? It's another word for baduy. Okay. Next. Ito na, we're like, question four. We cannot talk about, actually nabanggit mo na siya kanina. Hindi ko lang sinabi na, oop, kasama siya sa questions. We cannot talk about baduy without not talking about its antithesis.
Cool.
Cool.
Nice.
So, what makes things cool? Or ano tingin mo yung origin ng cool?
Ang weird kasi yung cool tsaka hot parang pareho eh, no? Yung ibig sabihin.
Hindi, hindi.
It's hot right now, di ba?
Parang, no.
Hindi.
Nope.
Talaga, that song is hot right now. It's lit, di ba? That song is lit. Ang weird.
Tsaka yung she's so hot.
Oo, or... Di ba? Parang, it's firing up the charts. Which is weird. Bakit temperature yung thermodynamics yung batayan natin ng cool or ng hipness?
Oo.
Why thermodynamics?
Oh, why? Why, sir?
Hindi naman ako nuclear physicist, no?
Bakit nga? I guess kasi madaling ma-relate. Like, we all experience coolness.
Oh, parang,
like,
I'm...
Hot.
Or di ba parang getting warm, getting cold, malapit ka na.
Uh-oh.
Pero hindi cold eh, no? Kung cold, cool. Oh, that's cold, man. Yung sa hip-hop slang, ibig sabihin, ang sama mo, no?
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's cold, bro.
Speaking of hip-hop, bilang nerd, ni-research ko na naman yung origin ng cool.
Oh.
It came from the slaves, from the African-American slaves. Na kapag kine-question sila, kunwari may nawawala, tapos kine-question sila nung kanilang mga masters. Sa kanila nang galing yung keep it cool. Meaning, wag kang maglalabas ng emotion or any clue that will get you into trouble. Like, keep it cool. Restraint siya.
Uh-oh. Not showing any emotions.
Yeah. Hindi, coldness yun. Cool is not getting...
Riled up.
Or parang hindi ka nadadala sa pressure. Yun. Cool.
Parang yung cool and calculated.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes. Pero, syempre, bilang mga whites ay mga whites.
Appropriation.
Inappropriate nila yung cool. Diba? So, in a design point of view, may industrial designer si Raymond Loewy. Sinabi niya, ang cool daw, ito daw yung parang equation of cool. Most advanced, yet acceptable. Maya yung, ano niya, yung acronym.
Sa bagay kasi kung most advanced pero hindi accessible, weird.
Yes. So most advanced and yet accessible. Yun.
That's why untraditional stuff are never cool, no?
Yes. Because they're not advanced. But, like let's say Bruno Mars, Sonic song, it's not necessarily, ano, it's not necessarily
groundbreaking.
Original, diba? Like they went to the past 70s. It's familiar. It's accepted.
So parang,
pero may bago.
Kumbaga parang Radiohead, no? Weird pero accessible.
Yes. Yun nga. That's what makes things cool daw.
Pero gets ko. Like, or Billie Eilish, di ba? Isipin mo, nakita mo una si Billie Eilish, ang weird nito ah. Pero parang catchy.
Catchy, diba? So sabi niya nga, if you want to sell familiar, make it surprising. If you want to sell surprising, make it familiar. Useful, right?
Useful. That's really good.
Useful for me.
Well, like, sa advertising, ganun din. No?
I think so. In any ano ba, selling industry, I guess, or marketing. Yun yung cool daw. Kaya,
Agree with the definition. Ganda.
Yun, diba? So, parang, paisip ako dun ah. Para sa'yo ba, anong cool? Siyempre, nag-define na lang yung baduy, tsaka cool.
Yun, sakto cool yun. Pero you? Ako naman, baduy rin, na Kung super cool, ito yung weird.
In the room. Ano?
Kung super cool, cool ka or pa-cool, nagiging baduy ka.
Baduy din. Totoo.
Versus, ito naman, kung super baduy mo, yung sobrang nuknu ka na ng kabaduyan, nagiging cool ka.
Di ba sex bomb naging, naging baduy at first, tapos ngayon uh-oh, cool na?
Well, ako Tommy Wiseau pa nga eh. Diba?
I the love room. Tommy Wiseau.
Sa sobrang baduy, naging hipster icon. Gets
I don't
mo?
Think baduy eh.
Ako rin eh. Ako, parang basa ko kay Tommy Wiseau.
Try hard nga eh, no?
Parang the immigrant experience nga.
Yes, yes.
No? The Eastern European who wanted to be an American eh. Yun lang yun eh.
Correct. Tsaka parang yun yung sinasabi ng nung yung access, yung westernization nga. Because he's not western, but he's trying to be western. I mean, it's kind of cool.
Tsaka cool si Tommy Wiseau kasi parang wala siyang pakialam sa mga tao.
Uy, na-hurt siya.
Ah, na-hurt
iba
siya?
Na-hurt siya. Pero nag-emerge siya. I guess it the work oh, was hi, too Mark. Sincere.
Oh, hi, Mark.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa. Ang ganda kaya. I love The Room.
Anyway, yeah. And Nicolas Cage. Yun ang, okay, yun ang, yun ang interesting case study.
I'm,
from cool
to baduy. Kaya siya naging cool?
90s.
What?
Ito, Spike Jonze adaptation.
Oh, okay.
Cool naman.
Okay. Oh, sige, from 90s, cool.
Tapos,
and then,
pababa ng National Treasure.
Uncool
hanggang sa sobrang the depths.
Siya.
Oh, naging meme na. Tapos nag-Spider-Man ano siya.
Ah, correct.
Into the Spider-Verse, uh-oh, parang cool again, parang parang ano siya eh, survivor talaga eh.
I guess na nag-a-apply dun yung if you want to sell advanced, lagyan mo familiar kasi ang advanced in Spider-Verse and then poof, Nicolas Cage.
Kasi parang yung mga Gen Z parang magsusuot ng Nicolas Cage ano yan, t-shirts eh.
Question to ah, Gen Z listeners, you can correct me. Nagbenta pa ba yung sarcasm sa Gen Z or irony?
Oo nga, no? Parang hindi, no?
Parang they own their shit, eh, no?
Parang millennials pa nga yata yung magsusuot ng Nicolas Cage.
Oo, oh, tayo.
Wait, yung pumunta ako sa States. Pumunta ako sa States. Pumunta tayo sa States.
Oh.
Pumunta ako sa Urban Outfitters.
Oh my God, oh. Yeah,
siyempre
basic.
Na. Uh-huh. Urban Outfitters, hipster ano, hipster t-shirts.
No. Urban Outfitters is where basics go if they wanna look like a hipster.
Oh, yun. Tinitan ko yung mga ironic t-shirts. Yung Champion na 90s. Tapos, well, pumunta ka na naman sa ano ngayon, eh, di ba? H&M, may mga ganun na sila.
Oo, may Jurassic Park.
Yung isa nga yung Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, I love Kool-Aid Man.
Pero hindi ba baduy yun? The Kool-Aid Man nasa t-shirt niya.
I think ano siya eh, yung parang fuck you capitalism effect. Yung parang, naalala mo diba sabi mo parang meron ka talagang legit tender juicy hot dog shirt.
Tas yes, parang, oh when I was in a band before, tumugtog kami sa Tender Juicy Hot Dog Factory. Binigyan kami ng hot dog tsaka nung t-shirt na tender juicy na red, kulay hot dog talaga.
Oo.
Tapos, sinuot ko.
Oh.
Sinuot ko sa gigs, yung tender juicy.
Did you wear it sincerely or in irony? Admit it.
In irony. Alam mo naman ako.
Oo. Oh. Oh,
ang daming gustong bumili ng t-shirt na yun from me.
Oo. Oh.
Ayun.
O yung irony nga eh, no? Meron din akong ganyan. As in, may lumang t-shirt yung lolo ko ng Boys and Paints. Alam mo yung mga libreng Boys and Paints shirt. Tapos, May certain cut yung 1970s shirts eh.
Masarap parang, gawing pambahay.
Na ang ganda nung fit na parang yung parang may piping siya sa mga sa collar.
Oo.
Na, yung parang siyang retro track shirt ganon. Tapos parang naghihimulmul na pero it felt so nice.
Tapos ang gandang gamitin niya na ay
retro na Boys and ano.
Actually hipster ka kung suot mo yon Boys and tapos nakamaong jacket ka na puro stickers.
Okay, thanks for judging me.
High fidelity, no?
Thanks for judging. Hindi naman. Sinusot ko siya with army jacket. Okay lang ba?
Pwede rin.
Ayun. So, for you, ang cool ay ano?
Cool for me is rebellion.
Yeah.
Agree. Rebellion is always cool.
Doing like what's not expected. But in a good way, right?
Oh, wag naman yung nananakit ka. Di ba? Nagpapasabog ka.
Ako, ano ba yung cool sa akin?
I think cool yung self-awareness, but it doesn't stop at self-awareness. Like, you're self-aware and pinaniindigan mo yung mga ginagawa mo. Ayoko talaga yung parang may ginawa kang baduy tapos di mo kayang panindigan.
Eh ito, is sincerity cool?
I think so.
Oo, no? Ako yun.
Oo.
Kung sincere ka, kahit slightly baduy ka, napapatawad ko.
Eh di ba nga, like, okay, safe space. Di ba lagi natin sinasabi, parang if you're not as attractive but you're sincere and nice and kind, parang pumupogi, gumaganda. Pero kung hindi ka nang cute tapos masama pa yung ugali mo, parang pupangit ka lalo.
Ako ito parang, pa nga eh. Sige, ito. In a pandemic world,
oh,
ano yung cool sa akin?
Oh.
Kindness. Nahukulan ako sa mga taong mababait.
Okay.
Na ano, na hindi yung trapo... Mabait ah. Na...
Sincerely mabait.
Oo. Nagigits mo ba ako?
Oo. Pero I'm also critical about like...
Hindi yung performative na, uy, may camera.
Yan ang isasabihin ko.
Tutulungan ko yung pusa na naipit dun sa puno. May camera, oo.
Or...
umaakyat na ako ng puno. Ayun.
Look,
hindi cool yun.
Nagdo-donate ako sa community pantry, selfie.
Ayan, abado yun.
Like, okay. Thank you. Pero, okay.
Mas gusto ko yung nag-donate sa community pantry tapos nalaman mo lang by accident. Yun yung cool.
Or you don't have to say it.
Ah.
Diba? Parang you don't have to prove you're kind. You don't have to prove you're nice. You don't have to prove you're woke. Diba? I don't know.
Basta ayoko lang ng epal.
Yes. Yun, uncool talaga yung epal.
Oh naman.
Okay, last question / point to discuss. As requested by Winsio, batuhan portion.
Naguhugas ka ba ng kamay?
No, I kind of will enjoy this, but alam mo yun, ikaw yung nag-request. Just saying. Okay, batuhan. 5 things you find or consider baduy.
Let me rephrase this kasi ayoko mawalan tayo ng listeners, ng followers.
Okay, do your disclaimer.
So, disclaimer is, it's all a matter of taste.
Preference.
Personal preference. May mga bagay na trip ko, like Eraserheads, Beatles, Tim Burton, na nababaduyan yung mga tao.
And by sharing what we find baduy, it's just like, we're sharing what we prefer.
Or we're sharing what we don't prefer.
Oo. Ah, tama. Pero hindi naman porque, kunwari, gusto niya yung nababaduyan kami.
Baduy kayong tao. Hindi.
Uh-oh. I mean,
it's more like a helpful term, yung baduy. Kasi, nalalaman, di-define mo yung trip mo. Importante yun eh. Na ma-define mo yung nagpapasaya sa'yo at hindi nagpapasaya sa'yo.
Mm-hmm. Sabi nga, kagaya nga ng sabi ni Gracie, your sister, instinctual siya. So parang, alam mo what you find baduy or not.
Ayun. And importante nga, ito, it's a useful skill in life na alam mo yung baduy para sa'yo.
Uh-oh. Okay, after much disclaimers, you start.
Bato-bato sa langit. Tamaan, wag magaan.
Hindi ako naglista.
Hindi ka naglista. Okay. No? Sige, free association. Ah. Okay, ako ito, nothing in specific. Medyas. Sipin mo medyas. Tapos, Birkenstock.
Okay, very 90s.
Okay. Exceptions. May rayuma ka. At lola ka. Gets ko yun.
Mm.
Diba? Hindi ka naman pwede magsapato sa bahay, diba?
Oh, bakit nga siya baduy?
Ako, it's what I call the ventilation paradox.
Okay.
Paradoxical siya. 'Di ba? Na bakit ka nagmedyas tapos? Ang purpose ng Birkenstock is pasingawin, 'di ba? It's paradoxical, 'di ba? So, design-wise, ako nababaduyan ako na parang what the fuck? 'Di ba?
Okay.
Psst, kailan ka last nag-joyride? Alam mo yung may kasama ka, sobrang tawa lang kayo ng tawa, sabaw yung usapan nyo, kahit saan kayo dali ng trip nyo, ayos lang. Tapos biglang tatahimik, lalalim yung usapan, magiging intellectual, emotional. Ngayon, kahit stuck ka mag-isa sa bahay, sa traffic, sa trabaho, pwede ka nang sumabay sa Joyride of Intellectual Wall Conversations sa podcast kong Sabayan with Victor, produced by Podcast Network Asia. Sabay na sa Sabayan with Victor.
Ako, yung instant na baduyan talaga ako, Prokin Edgar.
Okay, bakit?
Again, di kasi din this personal, ano, I think kasi masyadong machismo. Yung masyadong pinapakita nga, astig ako, astig ng kat ako ah. Macho to ah, wala kaming sign ng kabaklaan, baklaan is bad. May ganun siya, parang okay, toxic masculine masyado. So for me, hindi siya cool. Or baduy siya. Nababaduyan ako. Again, if you like them,
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I find them baduy.
Okay. Yun. Fair enough. Mm. Just as may mga mababaduyan sa BTS.
Or mababaduyan sa akin, sa atin, di ba? Yun. Oh.
Okay. Ako na. Oh, number two. Sige, music rin.
Oh.
Kanta.
Oh.
Yung mga 90s na kanta na Todo Gibbs.
Ano yun?
Alam mo yung City of Angels, Iris. And I don't want the world to see me.
Bakit siya ba doon eh?
Number one, ayoko yung melody. I don't like the melody. Ayoko yung singing style. Ayoko yung lyrics. Yung sobrang cheesy.
Okay.
Ang gusto ko, siguro yung preference ko lang ng mga musicians, yung mga mukhang tinatamad.
Again, being cool. Yun nga, parang nonchalance.
Di ba yung mga, yung parang shit, parang tinatamad ako tumugtog. Yun yung cool for me. Like,
eh, yung parang sina Freddie Mercury, Elton John. Oh, give na give. Oo nga, no.
Pero yung mga idol ko napansin mo, Thurston Moore, di ba? Graham Coxon.
Parang pinilit.
Weezer.
Ayaw mo bang tumugtog?
Oo, parang ayaw. Ben Folds. Di ba yung parang, yun, mapunga yung mata. Ellie Buendia.
Oo. Oh. So, nababaduyan ka dun sa mga bigay.
Oo. Todo Gibbs.
Okay.
Yan.
Okay, my second. Ano to? Parang may layers to. Anything matchy-matchy.
Couple shirts?
Ako. Number one, couple shirts.
Okay.
Ikaw talaga gets. Ayoko ng matchy-matchy shit. Like,
ironically, gawin natin.
No, I can't.
Ironically.
Nope. Pinilit mo ako before nung ano. Ano yun yung selfie na yun? Tang ina yun. Come yun, with
me.
Yun.
Come with
baduy
me selfies.
Baduy talaga yun. Baduy as fuck yun.
Yung, bakit?
Ang baduy eh. Parang,
pinakatalikod ka tapos hawak mo kamay ko.
Oh my God. Feel. Display siya of fucking privilege eh. Di ba? Parang.
May jowa ako.
Come with me. We're going to like a really nice place and you can't go with us. Parang, okay, thanks.
Hindi mo ba naisip na ginawa ko yun ironically?
Alam ko, parang pinupush mo ako sa limits ko.
Oo nga. Oh. I was pushing your buttons na maasar ka.
Yeah.
And naasar ka naman eh. Sobra. So effective.
Ayun. Ayoko ng matchy-matchy. As in like, hindi ko gusto yung mga matching pajamas or matching couple shirts or even like, alam mo, ito pet peeve na shallow. Ayoko ng matching headboard lamps. Yung identical tayo ng lamps.
Hindi pa pareho yung lamps natin.
Hindi. You have an owl lamp. I have like an architect's lamp. Ayoko nang parang, pwede naman symmetrical, pero di ba medyo iba.
Pero kasi tama, isa pa sigurong definition ng baduy yung gaya-gaya, no?
Oo.
Anything gaya-gaya, baduy ka agad eh.
I guess dun nang gagaling yung sinasabi ni Tats, di ba, na parang ginaya mo lang for the sake.
Uh-oh.
Yung hindi mo siya sarili. Yung
walang
decision.
Bali. Baliin mo ng konti, di ba?
Oo. Ayoko talaga yung matchy-matchy, na parang you can be symmetrical, pwede naman siyang balanced, pero may variety. Yung parang, yung hindi na nag-isip, ganun yung tingin ko kasi. Or parang, I guess, pero, I'm just going to debunk myself.
Ikaw na ang rebel.
Hindi, pero ito na kayo nakakatawa. Di ba feel na feel kong parang, ooh, I'm a rebel. I don't follow rules. Eklat. Nung nasend ako sa Turkey, para siyang convention siya ng mga creative sa Tibwa. Nag-don sa akin. Nung nakapila kami sa bus. Ay, na lahat kami naka-black shirt ah. Lahat kami naka-sneakers na pakula. Lahat kami naka-ano ah, parang tailored ano, slacks na hindi slacks. Alam mo yung mga Uniqlo.
So in other words,
tapos
the hipster army.
Iba-iba lang
army.
Kami ng jacket.
The so, hipster army.
I'm not so different. So lahat kami siguro iniisip naman, oh, we're such a cool bunch, we're designers. Tapos we look the same. And I kind of, my post-colonial Filipino brain sort of got parang kinilig na pa, kumukha ako din yung taga New York. I'm not so different. Yung, my God, I'm so damaged as a Filipino. Yun, yun lang yun. Anyway, ikaw naman.
Ako third. Third na, no?
Oh, third.
Third ko is unnecessary abbreviations.
Ano yun? Mahinig yung Gen Z, Jenny.
Although, ano? Two exceptions.
Ano?
I like LA.
Lower Antipolo. Yes. It's funny.
And OC.
The Ortega Center.
Yes. Cool. Those are cool. I hate ACADS for academics. Uy, kamusta ACADS mo ngayon? Hubby and wifey. Hi, Mikey. Amistoso. I don't like hubby for husband. I don't like wifey for wife.
Okay.
Kung ginagamit ko sa siya social media, ironically.
Ayoko rin yung, kasi heteronormative siya. Yung, this is my husband. Sobrang nagki-cringe ako. Like, introducing, like you. Yung,
What about sesh?
Ew, oh my God, di ko kaya. We're gonna have our girls sesh. Yuck.
Kaya mo.
Di ko kaya.
Do you like abbreviations in general?
Nope.
Ako rin eh. Parang pa-cool.
Ako parang, ganun ka ba katamad?
Although yung, okay, normal ako, Shang. Gali. Gamol. Diba?
Kasi naabutan mo siya. Probably, na-annoy din sa atin yung Gen X dyan.
Hindi. Ginamit ng mami ko yun eh. Yung gali.
Gali.
Oo. Natatawa sila eh.
Ang hindi ko kaya yung, like, narinig ko to sa Gen Z office mate ko. Like, I love her. Pero natawa talaga ako nung sinabi niya na parang, oh my God, yung sister ko na-trap siya sa ELEV. Parang, ELEV? Elementary school? What? Sabi niya, hindi sa elevator. Tangin na naman, oh!
Oh, no.
ELEV. I guess, elevator. How many syllables is elevator?
Four.
So, I guess, two syllables. If you want it shorter, you can say lift, darling.
Oh nga naman. One syllable lang yun.
ELEV?
Oo.
Really?
Kasi hindi na ako... But why do I find it uncool? Hindi na siya convenience eh. Kasi ilang syllables lang yung tinanggal mo eh. It's more pa-cool na talaga eh, di ba?
Gusto nila may sarili lang lengguahe.
Oo.
Side ano? Pwede ba hindi counted to pero ano?
Okay. Sidebar.
Nababadoyan ako pag titawag akong Siege nang hindi ko ka-close. Like, okay lang if workmates. Tapos parang may chemistry tayo. Kahit di tayo close, pero may chemistry tayo.
Ako, sure. Tinawag akong wins.
Pero pag tinawag ko lang ako chemistry, just siege. Excuse me. Ayun.
Kung tinawag akong wins.
Uh-huh. Ayaw mo yun eh. Hate mo siya eh.
May ano na yan. Ah, mahihingin tong favor sa akin. No?
Oo.
Tinawag mo ko sa palaya, sa ano, nickname.
Pero ganun baka intuitive yung siege format. Like, everyone just...
Ako, hindi kita natawag na Siege, diba?
Oo, hindi nga. Hindi.
Usually, you abbreviate if you're asking for a favor. Napansin ko.
Okay.
Lambing siya eh, na parang, uy, close naman tayo, mahingin akong favor.
Hindi, kaya nga nagigets ko, kunwari, hindi tayo close, pero parang meron tayong instant chemistry. I kind of...
Ang word na gagamitong is madam. Madam CJ, diba?
Hindi.
Or Miss CJ.
Pwede man CJ lang. Yun. So, anyway, my turn ba?
Yeah.
My third baduy.
Okay.
Yung sobrang sentimental about like special occasions. Na unnecessary. Like Valentine's. What else? Mother's Day. Father's Day. Lahat ng days.
Like, Christmas?
It's so fucking Western. Inimbento yan ng mga ano, ng mga marketing. Para gumastos tayo, idodouble ano ko na siya. Pwede ba 3 and 4 na to? Yung overly sentimental. And next, nababadoyan ako sa nagtatampo. As in like, hate ko yung tampo. Baduy for me. Yung tatampo ako sa'yo, baduy ka. Tatampo ka? Ba't ka tatampo? Ibig sabihin, may in-expect ka na hindi mo kinomunicate sa akin kaya nagtatampo. Yung ang baduy talaga eh.
Parang old school, no?
Hindi ko kaya yung parang... Tsaka yung parang lahat na lang sa... Ano, may...
Lahat
may,
na lang sa'yo, tungkol sa'yo.
Oo, parang... Di mo naalala. Oh my God. Or parang, di mo binating Happy Valentine's. Di mo binating ganyan. Di mo binigyan ng gift na ganyan. Parang, excuse me. If you want a gift, just buy something on your own. I don't know. Like, nababaduhin talaga. So, overly sentimental. I don't mind, like, kunwari, celebrating, like, yay! 10 years na kami, we made it. Like, I get it. Kasi, celebration siya eh. Pero yung sobrang, it's our third week, sari. Tang ina naman.
Day sari nga, meron eh.
Ano ba?
Would you believe there's a daisary?
Bakit ba ganun? Kasi sobrang bang ikli ngayon, kailan i-celebrate every day?
Or dahil ganun pandemic.
Ganun ka-fleeting ang relationships?
Kahit sino pwedeng pumanaw na daisary.
I find it unnecessarily
what about arsary? Grabe na yun. Ano?
Tangay na nun.
Ano minutesary, ha?
Ew. Ew.
Happy 12th minute, be.
Ugh.
Bakit?
Oh, ikaw next.
Ito, trigger
warning.
Fourth ko na. Oh. Trigger warning to.
Mm.
Tsaka sa sobrang tindi, baka pwedeng 2 points na to. Two items.
Grabe. Ano, gusto sige? Ko yung tinaas mo yung expectations.
Oh, eh. Naman. Hindi, matindi talaga to.
Pag hindi matindi.
Oh, bato-bato sa langit ah.
Ano?
Pero related naman siya sa mga nagtitrend ngayon sa social media.
Ano naman?
Yung mga masyadong bilib sa Ateneo.
I think you're allowed to say it because you're an Atenean. Yeah. If I say it, I'm ko pa lang ako.
Oo.
Go.
Yung masyadong bilib sa Ateneo.
Yung 40 na one big fight pa din.
Oo. We stand on a hill pa rin. Yung feel na feel yung pagka-Atenista. Sobrang ano talaga ako. As in physical. Physical symptoms. Yung
audio kasi to, no? Pero kung pwede ko lang ipasok dito yung
expression
ko. Bimbi na, oh my God, I remember so many people. I would have. Okay, go.
Ayun. Ayoko talaga eh. Mas cool pa yung Benilde for me. Actually, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this out loud. Mas cool pa yung Lasalista eh.
I-explain mo naman. To be fair.
Atenean culture for me kasi, kaya nababaduyan ako. Wala silang sense of...
Nababaduyan ka ba sa Atenista? Sa Atenean culture? O dun sa culture na parang Ateneo is the best?
Ateneo is the best.
Ayun. I-qualify lang natin because...
May mga cool na Atenista.
Oo.
May mabait na Atenista.
I don't think Ateneo is also uncool. So, nababaduyan ka dun sa...
Ra-ra-ra.
I'll go.
Blue Eagle spelling!
Baka wala na tayong ano,
Atenista.
No? Walang mag-sign up sa ating podcast.
Although hindi, maraming Atenista na nababaduyan din sa Atenean culture na sobrang bro-ish.
Yung parang walang gagawing mali, ganyan.
Oo. Yung ano talaga, why is the sky blue?
Why?
It's because from... God is an Atenean.
Are you?
Are you God kidding? Is an Atenean. It's a fact.
Huh?
Hmm.
Sino sabi nun?
Ateneans. Pero yun. Ako, it's too, ano, masyadong, ano na, circle jerk. Yung kulang na lang i-blowjob nila yung sarili nilang edits. They're blue.
They're not everyone, ba?
Not everyone.
Yeah. Some people who
the bros. Atene bros. Eh, what's your opinion on that, ba?
Anyway, I guess, na-override yun ng arrogance ko for
hindi, Atenean culture is generally a culture of arrogance kasi.
Yun nga, kasi parang ako, parang...
And entitlement. Palaging number one, di ba? Wala pa akong naririnig na, hindi kami mga Atenista. Ano naman kami, hindi kami magaling sa ganyan. Walang culture ng humility. Versus other schools na self-deprecatory. Gets mo ba?
Again, hindi yan nag-Ateneo. I can only speak from a perspective ng non-Atenean. Pero yun nga, lagi ko nga pang-asar bilang UP ako nag-graduate. I think I've always felt like, huwag mo ako yabangan. Wala kayo sa top 100 eh. In
Korak.
Asia. Wag. Yung, oh, yabang mo. Nasa top kayo? Nasa top ba kayo sa mundo?
Tsaka an HR.
Wala ka, UP nandun. So,
Ateneans are an HR officer's worst nightmare. I'm sorry.
Grabe ka naman. Ang dami, alam mo, to be fair. Ang dami kong naka-work na Ateneans na maganda yung work ethic. Maganda yung work ethic talaga. So, okay. Hindi lahat. Some. Yun.
Okay. Next, sa'yo.
Yung fifth, what do you for me?
Last.
How to train your jargons. Like, sobrang nababaduyan talaga ako dun sa mga jargony people.
Sa mga seminars?
Seminar people. Na parang, inimbento mo yung internet? Inimbento mo yung social media?
Digital gurus.
Digital gurus. Parang,
breakout sessions.
Jargons as fuck.
Breakout sessions
mga,
by
this
CJ.
This is the contextual ad. Tapos, gagamitin mo naman kay study ng iba. Hindi mo gawa.
The low-hanging fruit. How to train your jargons?
Feed them with low-hanging fruit. Right? Diba? Tsaka yung mga ano, hindi ko
the na... attention economy.
Yung para they talk about it as if they discovered it. Like parang, okay. Like may isa ako inattendan na parang seminar na ganyan. Pinag-feel, yung boss ko, dapat siya yung magbibigay ng talk. Eh ayaw niya, nababadoyan din siya. Ikaw na lang nga, ikaw na lang. So ako yung gagawa ng baduy na ayaw mo. Sabi niya, oh ikaw na lang, ikaw na lang. So nag-attend ako. And then may isang speaker, she was talking about like, quote unquote, thumb-stopping content.
Thumbs what?
Thumb-stopping.
Oh my God! Thumb-stoppers?
Thumb-stopping content daw. So, I mean, this is a sample of thumb-stopping content. Nakita ko yung work namin ng team ko. Parang, why are you fucking presenting our work?
Was it thumb-stopping content yung ginawa
nyo? Sabi ko, why is that thumb-stopping? Ginanon ko siya. Sabi niya, because of the colors, the intention was, yung parang, wow! Inanalyze niya yung sarili kong work. Eh, yung sa amin, parang, wala, intuitive yan eh. Gagandahan mo lang, diba dapat, basta maganda, gawin mo siya. Hindi ka naman gumagawa ng work na, let's make it thumb-stopping.
Time to stop
viral.
Some thumbs, no? Yuck!
I'm gonna make it clickbaity. Hindi, eh, diba? Dapat intuitive siya sa'yo na maganda ba, pangit ba, compelling ba, insightful ba, nadadala ba ako, may nafe-feel ba akong emotion. Diba dapat ganun lang? It's just so funny when your work gets examined by people. Tapos hindi naman nila, you know, hindi mo yan work, and then you're labeling it with jargons. May isa pang sample dyan. I was in a presentation, and then this brand manager.
Was it a thumb-stopping
presentation?
Iba
naman to. Parang sabi niya, eh kasi yung maganda dun sa online video na to, na ako yung gumawa. Ako yung gumawa. Yung maganda sa past online video na to, may tension kasi sa start eh. So you're saying, so minamansplain mo sa akin yung sarili kong gawa? Really? Tension? Lagyan natin ng tension sa start. I mean, I get it. Like, kailangan nila naman ng tension. Pero it's just so strange. Yung work mo, ine-examine to mansplain to you with so many fucking jargons.
I know how annoying it is. Pero naintindihan ko rin yung galawan ng mga motivational speakers.
Oh, sige, bakit?
They live and die by their words.
It's so pretentious.
It is.
Like, there's this digital guru. Popular siya. I'm not gonna... Blind item. Nag-present ako sa kanya. Tapos, I was presenting a big idea. It's a campaign idea. And then sabi niya, sweetheart, let me stop you. I'm just gonna explain to you how the media works. Parang ako, I'm not presenting to you the media plan. I'm not the media agency. You better ask your person, your media person. You school your media person. But I know that, yung mga nililista mo, gusto mo bang i-identity? Mag-identification tayo? I can tell you about the fucking, quote-unquote, funnel. Media funnel. Pero I don't have to brag about it. Mm-mm. Like, I invented it. So, yun lang. Sorry, naging rant siya. Pero parang, my God, stop with the jargons. I understand. Parang ano siya eh. Tool siya ng mansplainers eh, no? Yung jargons.
Wait, bakit sa man lang? Eh, pati mga babae na ginagamit.
Rare.
Ah, talaga?
It's rare that you listen to a woman talking about jargons. Kasi usually I guess, ano siya, gender, ano siya na gusto mong maintindihan better. So, you simplify things. Tingin ko kasi, ano yun, insecurity yun eh. Kapag ayaw mong maintindihan ka, tapos gusto mo ikaw lang yung...
Kaya mas gusto ko pa nga yung mga bading terms eh, na hindi ko naintindihan kaysa sa jargon. Kasi sinisimplify pa nung
correct.
Slang eh. Tsaka, slang simplifies, jargon complicates.
Tsaka nakakakiliti na utak yung slang.
Oo.
Diba?
Like yung mema. Ano yung mema? May masabi. Okay, gets.
Diba? Ang
versus sabihin mo na hyper-talkative individual. HTIs,
words.
No? Would you choose HTIs, hyper-talkative individuals, or mema?
That's a jargon. You're trying to be funny, no?
I am.
Oo. It's kind of, it's a funny thought.
HTIs. Yeah. I'm an HTI. Or a mema.
Ano na lang, mema na lang. Mas gusto ko yung mga ganun eh. Gusto ko yung madam. Favorite ko ngayon.
Maganda yung madam.
Madam siya eh. Alam mo yung madam?
Madamot?
Hindi.
Ano?
Madam Damin.
Madam Damin.
Ayan.
Hi, this is Rika.
Hi, this is JC. So you like listening to podcasts?
Try listening to ours. It's called The Hala Hala Show.
Yeah, we talk about X, Y, and Z.
It's called Our Lives.
Yeah. Also, the trending topics. We talk about what's going on in the world. And we'll read some of your fan mail if you send it to us.
Ooh, fan mail. I never thought that we would have fan mail.
Yeah.
But we're here with two.
Yes. And it's available wherever you listen to your podcast, wherever you listen to all your favorite podcasts, to any of your Podcast Network Asia shows as well. So after listening to this one, why don't you give us a try?
Please, go listen to our show, okay?
Slurp on.
Slurpers.
So we're done with the 5 points. Any realizations? Closing.
Ako siguro, ano?
Ano, gagamitin mo pa ba yung salitang baduy?
It's a very helpful word.
Oh.
If words can help us determine realities.
Yes.
And truths. Kumbaga kung aid siya in us naming something. Di ba sabi nga nila, if you name something,
you kind of
mas madali kang mag-self-reflect.
Yes.
That's
yes.
The per- And sa psychology, di ba? Ito medyo malalim to. Yung tool ng psychology, therapy, is language, di ba?
Yes.
Kung depressed ka, kung may anxiety ka,
you have to know.
Kakausapin mo yung psychiatrist mo, language. Or papasulat ka sa journal, di ba?
Yes.
Kumbaga, ang cure ng karamihan ng mental illnesses is language, di ba? Communication. And words are the atoms of communication.
Mm.
Pretentious. So yun, I think baduy is a helpful word that you can use in providing you're in a safe space with close friends. It's a word that should be used privately. And what's this? With discretion. But we should not eliminate it from our vocabularies. Kasi
useful siya.
Useful siya and may reality naman siya. Siguro, more of recontextualize it.
Oh.
Redefine it. More like, this offends my personal taste. Yeah. Yun yung baduy. But it's never universal.
Ako for me, mahalaga na magstay siya. Kasi nga, yeah, I mean, like you, mahalaga na na-identify mo yung word na yun. Parang anwi or parang kilig, di ba? It's important.
Or that, tampo.
Oo.
Joke.
I mean, you have that word. So you know what it means. But agree din ako sa'yo, it should be used in discretion or like in a safe space. But ang build ko dyan, ang dagdag ko dyan ay always ask yourself why you're saying it. Are you saying baduy para i-peer pressure? Na parang, ah, baduy ka, hindi ka sumasama sa amin. Or are you saying it so it can be improved na parang, uy, parang baduy yung suot mo ngayon. Gusto mo ba ayusin? Or parang baduy yung sinabi mo. If you say it not to belittle anyone or sabihin mong I'm cooler than you, pero kino-call out mo sila sa pwede nilang i-improve, I think okay lang siya gamitin. But if you're using it so you have more status than them or like you're more powerful than them or mas cool ka sa kanila. If snobbery yung paggamit mo dun, parang baduy ka din. Diba? Parang, ugh.
Tsaka yung kung ginagamit na siya as a class thing,
yes.
Ayun, hindi na uso yun. Yung squatter, jolog, bakya, baduy.
Although may bagong term dyan, may idadagdag ako
H2, dyan.
Yung nouveau.
Nouveau,
diba, ano din eh, class, ano pa din eh.
Oo.
No? Yung, ah, oh, she didn't come from old money, ganyan.
Nouveau-ish.
Ano pa rin. I mean, sometimes I get annoyed at it. Ay, wait, may hihabol ako dun sa list ng baduy na realize ko.
Oh, go.
Nababaduyan ako dun sa tumatayo agad sa airplane. Yung sinabi
over-eager.
Nga, yung sinabi nga, huwag mo na nga daw tumayo. Pero nare-realize ko, most likely, kaya sila tumatayo kasi gusto na nila makita yung mga kapamilya nila, di ba? Gusto na nila makauwi.
Mm.
Pero for me naman, while naiintindihan ko yun, I think baduy yung tumatayo agad kasi binablock mo yung way, nasisira yung mas bumabagal tayo lahat. It's prioritizing the collective than the, like, the self. Yun lang, habol lang. Ayun, so I guess baduy lives on. For us.
Well, for us. For them, hindi natin alam.
For the Gen Z, we don't know.
Oh, pero you tell us kung applicable pa ba siya sa inyo. Is it a useful term, like we said, or do you think it's useless na?
Oo. Ayun.
Same Telebabad time, same Telebabad channel.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts. Follow us too on Instagram at Telebaba Tips.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebaba Tips. Same Telebaba time, same Telebaba channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmetrics, the only analytics you'll ever need for your podcast. Sign up and create your account for free at podmetrics.co and use our referral code
Telebaba Tapes.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.